New Year's Eve. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, joined here today by Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson to my right. Good morning.
Morning. Good to be with you.
And Manhattan City Commissioner Jared McKee to my left. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are doing kind of a special in focus here today on this final day of 2019, final day of the decade. We've got some city commissioners coming off the city commission, and these two are both have served their terms and they'll be coming off. We've got some incoming commissioners as well. We'll have Mark Hattasall in later, as well as Linda Morris, who won re-election earlier this year. We spoke with Aaron Estabrook, of course, yesterday on In Focus. These gentlemen have given a lot to our community. We just kind of want to personally recognize them here today and kind of reflect on their time here. And Mayor, I might start with you. I don't remember how long have you served here on this term?
This is 4 years for me.
Four years. And, you know, what are your, looking back on the last 4 years, are you most proud of here?
Well, I think the things that always stand out, regardless of kind of the events that happen, are the teamwork that we have here in the city of Manhattan and the surrounding area. When you go out to give talks, I mean, you can pretty clearly say that the teamwork between the city and the Kansas State University, Fort Riley, civic groups, Chamber of Commerce, and the advantage of that for our city is that when you put your mind to do something and get everybody on board, it's going to happen. A lot of good things have happened, and we're pretty proud of the relationships that we've had on the commission. I'm sure Jared will echo this, but you know, we all come from different backgrounds, all have different ideas, different approaches to issues, and we have some sometimes spirited discussion, but we always honor the other person's opinion. When we walk off the stage up there, everybody's still friends, and we have opportunities to talk together. So I think those relationships are important to the city, so there's no tugging and pulling kind of during the meetings or after the fact.
Well, and Jared, when were you elected here to the commission?
2017, so I had a 2-year term.
Okay. What are you most proud of here in the last couple of years?
Honestly, I'd echo what the mayor said. I think Manhattan's in a really unique position in terms of our relationship with the base and the university. And there's a lot of synergy there. There's a lot of big projects that we can do because of those relationships. Because they're willing to partner with us on them. And then, yeah, to the mayor's other point, there is whenever I travel and get to talk to other city councils or other city council members, I hear a lot about the personal issues that they go through, and that seems to be just as much drama as maybe the policy that they discuss. And to the mayor's point, I can get very passionate, especially me and Commissioner Butler can have some spirited discussions, but nonetheless, I have so much respect for the other four commissioners that I had the privilege of serving with, and I learned a lot from all four of them. It just comes down to all of us love this community very, very much, and want the best for Manhattan moving forward, and it's just sometimes we have slightly different visions on what that is, but nonetheless, if you look at the majority of our votes, they're almost always 5-0-4-1 votes because we find a way to bridge gaps and come to a consensus so that when we pass something, there's a little bit of oomph from the commission behind it. So that's something that I think has been really good, at least with my tenure on the commission.
You know, and I noticed one thing that's very different from the local level of the way politics can be versus at the national level. Despite your disagreements here, you do have the spirited discussions, as you mentioned, but there's times when even when you have different political agreements and you guys can reach consensus.
We don't really have a choice. Like, we have to pass a budget on time, right? Like, we don't have a choice to extend that out. I think also the issues are just different, right? And again, to give Commissioner Butler as an example, me and him are ideologically very different, but I probably have voted with him more often than any other commissioner. And it just goes to show that these issues are not partisan. They're a little bit more complicated than probably what we give them credit for. And so as long as you can look past kind of maybe your disagreements on a couple of issues, then you build consensus and you can get things done that way.
And I think it's a little bit different at the local level because at the end of the day, when you pass an ordinance, you're going to have to live with it. I mean, it's you. You're a citizen as well. And So it's a little bit more direct than if you have the remoteness of being in Topeka or in Washington, D.C. Some of the things you pass do have an impact, but I think they're much more removed from local politics.
And one thing I noticed, and I've covered some different cities here with their city councils, city commissions during my broadcasting career, but you guys like to talk it out here at these meetings. They're lengthy meetings, let's be honest. But that discussion, I know there's a reason for that, and you guys want to make sure you're making the best decisions possible.
Yeah, and I think we've said many times, various commissioners have said it, but part of this discussion has to do with explaining your thinking so that all the citizens who are listening or can read about it later have some idea of the why. You know, we've heard some who've had discussions with other communities, and one of their objectives is to keep these meetings short. And, I mean, we're kind of, in that regard, we're a little bit to the opposite end. We did set some rules and procedures so that we could make sure that everybody had a voice at the meetings. You know, we have this 5-minute limit and so on, and then we have a cutoff of midnight. But most of those are for efficiency and fairness.
I think the other thing that probably lends itself to maybe having long meetings is, unlike on the state and federal level, we can't caucus and talk to each other, right? So the only time I really ever get to hear the other commissioners' positions or thinking on an issue is at the meeting. And I am very glad that we've had those discussions, because I've gone into a few meetings thinking I was going to vote a certain way on a certain topic. But hearing another commissioner's experience or reasoning on why they were voting, I've actually switched my votes on a couple of things mid-discussion, because I was like, wow, that's a really valid point that I hadn't thought of. And had that discussion not existed, then ultimately my vote probably would have been different. And so I value that time. And I think it's, and I think to the mayor's point, it's important that the citizens understand that they know what our line of thinking was and why we voted the way we did.
I know a lot of, and talking to a lot of folks here who serve at the local level, they always want to leave it better than when they came in. Do you feel, as you exit here, that things are in good shape here for the city of Manhattan?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that we've been hearing now for some time is, on the economic front, we're a little bit flat, but as you may have seen here recently, we've got a slight uptick in sales tax revenue. But we have so many things that are what we've called potentials. You know, it starts with maybe the big things like NBAF and North Campus Corridor and the building out at the KSU Foundation and so on. And the potential that has for food science gives us a remarkable advantage here in the city of Manhattan. But I think maybe more than that, if you look at the spirit or the character that we've tried to set for Manhattan, going back to, you know, I'll just use Jared as an example, introducing us to thoughts that, you know, we may have not entertained before. So I think we're a welcoming city and accommodating city, and these are things that perhaps have moved the needle a little bit for us.
Yeah, I'd echo what the mayor said as well. We already had a pretty good, after passing the non-discrimination ordinance, a good position in terms of LGBTQ issues, but I would hope to think that my 2 years on the commission helped solidify that a little bit more over the aggregate and over the long term. And the Human Rights Project gives cities a score every year based on multiple metrics on their inclusiveness, and we have consistently been the high, if not number one, number two, and very close behind. So that's something that I'm really proud of, because that does indicate this Manhattan's a welcoming community, and when what we need the most is young professionals to come in and want to live and work in Manhattan. I think that's a really important metric that we always have to be looking at. And I mean, that's only one part of it. There's other things that we have to watch too, but that's something in particular I've been proud of and excited about.
Oh, all right. And many have worked very hard on Town Gown, you know, and I think beyond just that affiliation with Kansas State University, it puts you and keeps you in touch with the thinking of a lot of young people. And that's important. You know, if your city is going to grow, you've got to have these young leaders coming along. And that's true with the younger part of the Chamber of Commerce as well, with these young professionals. That's making a lot of strides. They're kind of reinvigorating that group. And that's very good to see, because you've got to have young leaders coming along like Jared all the time to bring in new thinking.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Mayor Mike Dodson and City Commissioner Jared McKee when we return on In Focus.